This is the BBC.
Here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Joel and Theo from Wharf Alice pay us a visit after their incredible live lounge with some amazing, never-heard-before stories. Can two freshers at separate unis in a relationship stay together until Christmas? We try and make that happen. And why those photos of delicious food that you see on adverts are not real sometimes. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Okay, so the comments about the photo of my beef stew, which you so kindly put on the internet the other night, have, well, they've gradually got less, I'm pleased to say.
Oh, that's a shame.
There's one point where I couldn't check my Twitter without it being, well, abuse, really, about the state of my beef stew.
That's the ideal scenario would be that an ex-member of One Direction wanted to comment on the beef stew, which would clock up your Twitter at the best of times.
Right, but yeah, let's not like have anyone remotely famous noticing it, because then it would just brings it all back up again.
Everyone's a critic.
Totally. But please be aware that I'm never making you food ever again.
No, that's not. No, I've not criticised the stew. I have, you know. I've just put a picture of it out there.
Yeah, and made a Twitter moment out of it. Next is Reggaeton.
Scott Mills.
I truly believe that we could make one of those songs really easy. They're all the same. I mean, they're good, but they're all the same.
But I truly believe you've got to commit to it in the way that the Little Mix girls have done there. Like, the way they say reggaeton as well.
Right.
I can't do it.
Go on.
Reggaeton.
Reggaeton lento. See, I think I could easily nail this.
Reggaeton.
You're talking to the guy that actually learned Despacito, actually.
Yeah, but to do it with the full, you know, proper accent like that.
I really think we could do it.
Scott Mills.
You know my theory. Don't go to uni in a long-distance relationship. Lyd has been on saying my friend Lorna and her boyfriend stayed together through 4 years of uni. Yeah, it's rare, though. 3:10 today. I'm going to put this to the test with two freshers.
I mean, a lot of people don't like your theory there, Scott.
I know, but I'm generally right. I'm generally right. Please welcome to Radio 1, Theo and Joel from Wharf Alice. Hello.
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 We love the live lounge. Are you feeling less stressed now?
Yeah, our heart rate is low to a worrying pace. It's very tense.
I reckon you get up to into the 200s at some point in the heart rate.
140 when you get in the building, 200 by the time you're doing a countdown.
But it would be good to strap people up, wouldn't it? Yeah. With the heart monitor.
It would be good to strap people up.
How did you find it?
It was good. It was very enjoyable. It's fun to get a challenge, and especially to be doing it while Jay-Z's doing it in the same week. Feels like we've won an Oscar. Which is a celebration of film, not music.
you mean prestige-wise?
Yeah.
That's that feeling.
Same level.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, Radio 1 love Wharf Alice and have done for a very long time. But I'd like to know even more about you. So today, what I would like to do is, if you could tell us three facts about your band that'll make us go, oh, I didn't know that. But one of the facts, I want you to completely make up. So, like, not true at all.
Yeah, okay? Easy.
And me and Chris just have to guess which one is the fake fact.
Okay, so 2 out of 3 are true.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You find that hard to comprehend? Or
just doing the maths there, Scott.
Okay, we're going to play some of your live lounge now. I'll give you this track to kind of work out what the stories are, all right?
Okay.
Scott Mills.
See, Jen in Bristol heard that earlier when it was live, on the live lounge, and she lost it, and it's just got her again. She's crying again.
Aww.
Oh, Jen. Anthony Inverness says, what an amazing version of Green Day. Absolutely.
BBC Radio 1.
Theo and Joel from Wharf Alice are here. Okay, they're going to tell us three facts here about the band. One of them, completely fake. Me and Chris have got to work it out. Are you good liars?
Yeah, actually. It's probably my skills go lying, then eating, then drumming in
awesome.
That order.
Right, okay, I'm looking forward to hearing this.
Yeah, drumming.
Do you get to utilise all those skills as often as you'd like?
In that order,
in your
usually.
Job.
Yeah, that's pretty much touring. Yeah.
Okay, here is Wharf Alice fact number one, but is it real or no real?
All right, me, Joel, I actually got through to the final in the competition to be in S Club Junior as when I was younger.
We've all done that.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, I genuinely queued for the S Club Junior audition.
Did you actually?
Yeah, I actually did. They did a big... Well, actually, I'm going to question you on it, actually, because we can compare experiences.
Okay. Well, it depends which city you did it in.
London.
Yeah. I was in Surrey, so I did it in Guildford, which is like a small place.
Okay. Oh, I'm believing it already. Yeah. That would be mad.
Did you have to queue up on that?
Yeah, yeah. There was loads of people. There's like an art school called ACM in Guildford, and they sort of like funneled people into it.
Okay. So
did you get into the audition room?
Yeah, but like I can't sing, so it was a complete waste of time.
What was your audition song then?
It actually, ironically, was the one we did today, Green Day, Good Riddance to My Villain.
Was it?
Yeah, which is, Green Day was my first gig, so when we did that song, I didn't even play on the live lounge today, which I'm kind of sad about.
Imagine S Club Juniors had done a cover of that.
But I was better than most people in Guildford because I did get through to the final.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, all right, we'll just bank that one then.
Good, okay, that's fact number one.
That's amazing.
Fact number two, please.
While we were in Los Angeles, there was a lot of commotion in the night. In which Ellie woke up Joel to say, "Joel, I think there may be burglars upon the roof." Joel then said, "I'll wake up Theo." And he said, "Theo, there may be burglars upon the roof." And I said, "I'll get an apple and I'll see what I can do."
What do you mean with the apple?
I went to go hunt the burglars with some fruit.
Do you know when you're really tired and you haven't got a bit of wood to hand?
Right.
Well,
fruit will do.
It's like, but you would like scare him off of the apple.
Yeah, throw it at him.
An apple a day keeps the burglar away.
There's a twist that it was merely raccoons on the roof. Oh. So this is kind of a bit of a weird one.
Okay, so potential burglar, but actually raccoons.
But that's amazing. So you went from hunting a burglar to feeding a raccoon.
Yeah, basically encouraging them to come closer.
Yeah.
Originally it was the deterrent.
Apparently they charge. If you were to rile a raccoon.
Okay, I'll take story number two and I'll accept story number three, please, Wolf Ellis.
Before Joff was in our band, he used to be an ice cream man.
Amazing. Good job.
Did you know him at this point?
No.
No.
All right, you didn't.
It was called Willie's Ice Cream.
Not true. And Willie's Ice Cream.
It was called Willie's Ice Cream, and we played a show in Tavistock the other day, which is technically in Devon, but he pointed out the ice cream van. Which had Willie's embroidered.
His old one.
Mm-hmm. No, the Affinity is like a local place called Willie's. I actually did have a cone from the other day.
You did?
Did you? Yeah, okay. It was banging.
And what were the songs going out of the ice cream van? Were they what you'd expect?
We wouldn't
know. Green sleeves and stuff?
We didn't know. Green sleeves? What ice cream van did you hear green sleeves from?
Oh, sorry, it was in this century, by the way. Yeah,
what? It was in Cornwall in 1066.
To be fair, if you've met Joff, that's probably the most believable thing anyone's said so far.
I grew up in Finsbury Park and they played Oxide Neutrino out of the ice cream van. No, they didn't.
That, you should have made that as your story. Okay, right, so we've got... One, Joel made it through to the final of the competition to find S Club Juniors. Yeah. Two, while recording the album in LA, Theo fought off potential burglars with an apple. Or three, before he was in the band, Joff used to be an ice cream man at Willie's.
So there's three incredible stories there.
All right, so what? Let's work together on this. What one's the made-up one?
Well, the S Club Juniors thing is mad if you did that.
Yeah, so
you
went in, so much detail.
It did too much detail. And how did you feel when you didn't get the role?
Well, I mean, I was into metal at the time, so I literally wanted to be in Limp Bizkit.
Right.
So it wasn't really like particularly great, but I did it anyway.
For me, it's the best story.
I want that one to be... I'm saying that one's true.
So please be true.
The burglars and the apple, what are you saying?
You see, that... The problem is the ice cream van one...
Also good information.
It'd be a funny one to make up. So I'm going to have to say, I think the apple... The burglar with an apple is the made-up one.
Yeah, okay. So, Wolf Alice, please tell us which one is made up.
Number one, dude.
Oh, what?
The S Club Juniors.
I told you.
You're
lying,
so good at
food, drumming. It's my top three things.
Oh, man. I'm totally convinced.
Also slightly disappointing.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Rubbish.
Oh. Sorry, guys.
Oh, the worry is, though, now you've said that on Radio 1, the problem is people will have heard that and they won't remember if it was real or not.
That's the problem with the internet. You say something, true or not, people know you for it.
Exactly. Theo and Joel, this has been hilarious. And thank you for an excellent live lounge today.
Thank
Come
you
and
very
see
much.
Us soon. Thank you.
Cheers, guys.
Scott Mills.
I really liked them. Joel and Theo from Wolf Alice. Pretty good liars as well.
Yeah. Well, fooled
I totally,
us.
Totally believe the S Club Juniors
What's
thing.
What's the
really
lie
did?
Again now? I've already forgotten. That's tricky, isn't it?
S Club Juniors.
Oh, yeah. But that's that's what I'm saying. Like, I will always now associate Wolf Alice with potentially being S Club Juniors.
Even though it's not true.
Let's just go with it.
Okay, James Hype coming up. Another one of Radio 1's greatest hits from Fun, yes, and some London Grammar. We just played George Ezra. Listen to Radio 1 at 12 tomorrow for George Ezra's Live Lounge. Also, I know we keep saying it, but get the BBC Radio iPlayer app from your app store. It's free. So if you're not at home or in the car or somewhere where you can listen, you will never miss any of Radio 1 because it will be on your phone. Free BBC Radio iPlayer app. Here's the thing. As well as listening to Radio 1 on the move all the time, if you love George Ezra, you can actually set an alarm on the iPlayer app to tell you when, just so you don't miss it.
I think where this is really useful as well is if you're at work or something like that and you're a big George Ezra fan, you can sneak out at that relevant time. It can be a long poo if needs be.
Good.
And, you know, that's what the app's there for.
But not just that, obviously. But yeah, like, because sometimes, you know, you get busy and you forget and then you're like, oh, I miss George Ezra. So let's just set the alarm on the iPlayer app and you can take us with you wherever you're going to go.
Wherever you go.
Scott Mills.
I really want to do my singing teaching again this week with an artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I shout kind of questions at them and then they respond with their song, it kind of gets a lot more emotion out of them.
Yeah. Because they're answering questions, and the idea is it makes you think about the lyrics a lot more.
But it makes you tell the story more when you're singing.
The story of the song.
Yeah, we did it last week with the script, and also with Hannah from London Grammar. Obviously, a terrible singer. No, but no, I think I made her better. What's the matter with us?
I can see that you're giving up.
What does it mean to you?
It should not mean this much to me.
Okay, good. What does everyone else do?
And I don't know where the rest goes.
What does everybody tell you? Tell me.
Everybody's been telling me no.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still want me?
But I'll always have a thing for you.
How far will you go?
And move the earth.
Good.
But nothing made you want me better.
Tell me what you can do.
There is nothing I can do.
Maybe commit a crime.
But steal the moon.
Don't do that.
But nothing made you want me better.
Tell me that's not a better version now that that's happening.
I mean, I enjoy when you say good,
good.
And patronise her like
slightly
that.
Slightly patronising to a singer of that grade.
Yeah.
I really want to do it again this week. I'm just looking to the list. I mean, obviously Jay-Z on Fridays is probably a no.
It's amazing this, though, isn't it? Some of the world's biggest artists come through to the Live Lounge and you insist on maybe giving them a singing lesson.
Right, so tomorrow, George Ezra.
This is great.
Tomorrow, George Ezra. Thursday, Rag and Bone Man.
Oh, one of those. One of those.
Definitely with one of those.
Scott Mills.
So our leader has signed an executive order that her next single is Ready For It.
The order has been passed down.
The order's been passed from our leader, Taylor Swift. She also, she released this... dropped it, if you will, a week after Look What You Made Me Do. Still trying to get that in my head. I can do it sometimes and then not others.
Yeah. Look what you made me do.
Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do.
You have better days some days,
See?
Don't you?
Sometimes I can just do it. You want to hear the new Swift song? Swiftie. Our leader has deemed that it would be called Ready For It. And here it is. At her request, obviously, on Radio 1.
He was a killer, first time that I saw him. Wonder how many girls he had loved and left haunted. But if he's a ghost, then I can be a phantom. Holding him for ransom. Some boys are trying too hard. He don't try at all, though. Younger than my exes, but he act like such a man. So I see nothing better. I keep him forever, like a vendetta.
Scott Mills.
For this new offering, we thank you, leader. I like it a lot, but then I wouldn't dare to say otherwise. Chris?
Yeah, I'm not arguing with her.
Okay. Taylor Swift, Ready For It.
Scott Mills. BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Gemma.
Hi, Scott. You're
in. Yeah, you're in air, right?
Yes, yeah.
This is amazing what you're doing today. Tell everyone what you're doing.
So I'm currently altering costumes. Woohoo!
For?
a few pantomimes for Sleeping Beauty, Beauty and the Beast and Jack and the Beanstalk.
Oh, wow. So these are local pantos. Obviously, that's going to start soon, isn't it?
Yeah, it's bad. It's really crazy. I'm currently, like, hiding behind a rail of clothes.
And the place you're working must look awesome because you must have, like, I don't know, a sort of a beast outfit in one bit, back of horse the next, that kind of thing.
Yep. giant candlesticks and burgers giant and stuff.
Yeah, I can really imagine it. You're kind of like in a... it's like a Panto's exploded in the room you're in right now, right?
Yes, pretty much. I've got a prop store behind me as well, so it's like every single giant prop you could possibly think of, I have it.
I love that you're altering all the costumes for the Panto. That's so good.
Yeah.
Also, have you had to think about what major celebrities will be wearing those outfits at the Pantos?
Or do you know?
Do you know?
I don't know, but I don't think there's any. I'm not sure.
Oh,
I mean, surely Biggins.
I mean, if you want to dress up as a giant candlestick, I'm sure I can sort you out.
No, I know who it'll be. Across Scotland, it'll be Michelle McManus.
Yes.
Oh, of course. Yeah, definitely.
Also, my mum called me the other day going, do you know the local Panto in my area this year is Dick Whittington? We should go. Not for me, really. Mm.
No?
I love Dick Whittington. I really like that one.
30 miles to London and still no sign of Dick, etc. It's not for me. Not for me.
But beneath you, is it, Scott?
Can you imagine a day when I'm in Panto? I can.
100%. Oh, Buttons is calling.
Thank you. Right, here's what I've got for you today, Gemma.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Cascada.
Yes, you knew it's Cascada.
This reminds me of, like, Ice
Discos
when I was younger.
Yeah.
You could listen to this whilst you're getting ready for your Panto performance, couldn't you? It's...
Every time we touch...
Warm up, Dan.
Cascada is my choice. Chris?
All right, you can have that choice. Or my choice today is this.
That's a tune.
Oh,
it is a tune. David Guetta and Sia, Titanium. There's nothing wrong with picking my one. All good. But this is a tune. This is Titanium.
That's a tough one.
But mine is.
One's like a classic, and another both classics. Oh my god.
Mine's a good one because it's fun. Yeah. FUN, fun.
Oh no, this one's really hard. Right. I think I'm going to go with Scott.
Yeah.
That was crazy. That was a robbery and a half. This is 5 stars on GTA style robbery. This was a good one. MI5 have called in the CIA and the KGB.
That was one of the best 3 minutes of my life, that was.
Chris, I'm willing to be a witness if you take this to court. That's from Sam in Essex.
Yeah, but some people were like secretly raving to that. It's not aged particularly well. But my banger today was Cascada, Every Time We Touch. Make it 1-1.
Scott Mills.
Okay, Chris, I got an email the other day from a guy called Fraser. You know I always want your stories. Send them in, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Fraser's on the line now. Hello.
Hello.
So you sent me a screenshot the other day on email of a WhatsApp conversation that you had between you and your girlfriend.
That's right, yeah.
And what did it say on the WhatsApp?
I was just like, you listen to Radio 1, hearing what Scott's saying. She was like, no, what is it? Is it about freshers? I was like, yeah. And by this time, I was already at uni, and I was just like, have a listen now. And he was basically saying, I'm going to be done by Christmas.
Yeah, well, I've got this thing, right, where it's like, if you're going to uni with a girlfriend that is maybe at another uni or lives far away, prob's going to be off by Christmas.
So are you both freshers? What's your situation? Are you both freshers this year?
Yeah, we're both freshers. I'm at Glasgow and she's at Leeds.
It's quite a journey as well.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so you heard this and were you slightly alarmed by what I was saying?
Well, no, because like we've heard people say it before, obviously, but we've been going out for a while now, so we'll give it our best go. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, how long have you been going out?
2.5 years.
2.5. Okay,
2.5 years, and. When did you have your freshers week?
Mine was last week, and then hers is this week.
Yeah, it's
Scotland. Yeah, Scotland happened before. So is your girlfriend's this week in Leeds?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Oh, how's that working out?
Sorry, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. I'm fine.
Okay. Are you getting regular texts, calls, etc.? Or have they dropped off a bit?
I've had a few kind of, you know, 2 a.m. calls.
At least she called.
Lot of people get annoyed with your theory, Scott, that it never lasts and it will never last. I've got to admit, I went to uni in a relationship myself. It did not last.
That doesn't help, does it?
No, it didn't. I'm sorry to break this to you, but I do get a lot of like tweets and stuff from people going, do you know what? I didn't believe you last year. You're right. Me and the girlfriend have split up, or me and the boyfriend have split up. I don't like doing it, but I'm just being realistic.
And you've both been very honest in Freshers Week. You both said that you're in relationship.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, obviously, I don't want anyone to break up. If you can, you wait there, and I'm going to get your girlfriend on the line. I'll get the number off you. All right.
Okay.
I've got an idea. Wait right
one.
There.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Where it begins. We've just been speaking to Fraser, who is in a relationship with Hannah. Fraser's at uni in Glasgow. Hannah is at uni in Leeds. They're both freshers. You know what I say? Don't go to uni in a relationship.
It's your theory there, Scott. You've been proved right more often than you've been proved wrong.
It's true, but I don't want to break anyone up. So here's the idea. Fraser, are you still there?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Right, so during that song, I got the number of your girlfriend, Hannah. Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
So just to bring you up to speed on what's going on, Fraser's told me the whole story about how, you know, you're quite far away now in a long-distance relationship. Obviously, it's Freshers Week.
Yeah.
And I've just got an idea, which will... I think it's going to help a lot.
Mm. Okay.
It's going to be like a kind of oath scenario, if you will.
Right, okay.
Are you prepared to do this, Hannah?
Yeah, I'm prepared to do that.
It'd be good to get this done before you go on your first Otley run, Hannah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, so you've been together 2.5 years, you know, that's quite a long time. But I just want to cement things for a bit, you know?
Okay.
Don't see this as not marriage, don't run away.
I was going to say, like, wouldn't it be great to reveal at this point that you're ordained and that what you're now going to do is marry them both?
No.
Imagine we have a secret vicar on the other line. To make it all official.
We can get them on off Strictly.
Wouldn't that be a great feature? Secret Vicar. Secret Vicar is a feature waiting to happen, surely.
Yeah. You call up and unsuspectingly, a vicar marries you.
A vicar's on line 3 marrying you.
Here's what we're going to do. It's just a case of repeating after me, guys, all right?
Okay.
You cool, Fraser?
Yeah. Here we go.
No, sorry, wrong music.
Wrong music.
Okay, right.
That's for Secret Vicar.
Here we go. Fraser, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. I, Fraser Ross Meldrum.
I, Fraser Ross Meldrum.
Son of Derek.
Son of Derek.
Just found that out earlier. Promise to continue.
Promise to continue.
To be the boyfriend of Hannah Louise Watson.
Promise to be the boyfriend of Hannah Louise Watson.
No, promise to continue to be the boyfriend of Hannah Louise Watson.
Promise to continue to be the boyfriend of Hannah Louise Watson.
That's the one.
And despite the many distractions that university may or will probably offer me...
And despite the many distractions that uni may and probably will offer me...
I will remain faithful, loving and loyal.
Remain loving, faithful, and loyal.
Yes, in there somewhere. And Hannah Louise Watson.
And Hannah Louise Watson.
Will be my premier love interest.
Will remain my premier love interest.
Until Christmas at least.
Until Christmas at least.
Why have you gone for Christmas?
Well, I think we need to put some kind of time on it, otherwise this is basically marriage. So I'm going to put a time on this. Let's catch up, guys, just before Christmas and see how it's going, okay?
Like a break clause.
Yeah. Hannah, your turn.
Okay.
I, Hannah Louise Watson.
I, Hannah Louise Watson.
Daughter of Vicky.
Daughter of Vicky.
Promise to continue to be the girlfriend of Fraser Ross Meldrum.
Promise to continue to be the girlfriend of Fraser Ross Meldrum.
And despite the many distractions that university may or will probably offer me.
And despite the distractions university may or probably will offer me...
I will remain faithful, loving and loyal.
I will remain faithful, loving and loyal.
And Fraser Ross Meldrum...
And Fraser Ross Meldrum...
Will be my premier love interest...
Will be my premier love interest...
Until Christmas at least.
Until Christmas at least.
Job done, guys. We're sorted.
Great.
Brilliant.
Do you feel better?
Yeah.
I mean, it does feel weird because I do feel like I've just married you.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't.
Yeah, very strange experience.
Sorry about that, because you're like, yeah. All right, so we'll check in at Christmas, but, you know, it's all good.
Feels like we should throw some confetti around let's get the organs back on.
Good to speak to you guys. Enjoy Freshers.
Bye.
We'll speak to you at Christmas. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
One! Scott Mills.
So many people are on Scott saying, you're wrong, I've been with my partner for however many years since leaving uni. You know, there are a lot of people on saying you're talking nonsense.
There are exceptions. This is one. True story, Scott. It happens to me once and we break up on New Year's Day of the first year at uni after 2.5 years. That's annoying. Anyway, she was seeing another guy, but I didn't learn, and the following year the same thing happened with another girl, but then she ended up going out with her gay best friend.
Yeah.
You've got to watch the GBFs.
In what sense?
You never know, because sometimes they become not gay, and then that's a threat, because it's like, it's fine, it's like...
This is fascinating.
No, because it's like, yeah, this is my gay best friend, so obviously you've got nothing to worry about, because... They're gay.
Okay, so if your partner goes to uni and they're like, oh, this is my gay best friend, you're saying you should be suspicious?
You don't question it, but just sometimes. There's some definite ones out there. You never know.
Scott Mills, Radio 1.
Let's take a call. Hello.
Hi there.
Hello, who's that?
Hi, this is Natalie.
Hey, Natalie, what's going on?
Hey, so I heard you talking yesterday about how you're not very happy with how your beef stew went.
Well, no. I was actually very happy with it. But my beef stew got a lot of attention on social media yesterday.
Okay.
Thanks for that, Chris.
No, I actually think the taste of it was quite nice.
Fine.
Yeah, marvelous. It wasn't as bad as it looks.
I mean, I've looked back at the picture a lot. I mean, it doesn't look the best.
No.
It became a Twitter moment yesterday. Thanks also again for that. Mm. And who'd have thought that me bringing you out a plastic Tupperware container of beef stew for a journey to Lincoln would be so big on the internet.
True. And still no reply from Gordon Ramsay yet. That was the original kind of...
Oh, that's a shame.
I know.
That was the original person the tweet was aimed at. But, I mean, I think it's fair to say it wasn't a great picture of your beef stew.
No, because when you see pictures of food, like online or in magazines, they use little tricks to make it look good.
That's actually what I do. I'm a food stylist.
You're a food stylist?
Yes, so I do all of those tricks to get things looking as delicious as possible.
Oh, right. This is brilliant. Okay, right.
That's well good. So you get this dreadful looking food, like the beef stew, and it's your job to make it look banging.
To pick it apart and put it back together, basically.
So you work on like a lot of shoots for food blogs and magazines and that?
Yeah, lots of magazines and TV programs and sort of advertising and things like that. So wherever you would see food, there I am.
Right. Is it true that you do sometimes put hot tampons in food to make it look steamy?
I can confirm that is something that has been done.
Knew it.
I haven't done it personally, but it can be done.
I really feel like we're getting an insight. Yeah. What else? Tell me what else.
So I did a Christmas shoot recently, and so a turkey, you want it to look sort of as good as possible. And sometimes if they're a little bit overcooked, they can go a little bit wrinkly or something.
Yeah, well, look dry.
Exactly. So you want to undercook it, and then if you mix together yellow fairy liquid and Marmite, it gives it the most beautiful glaze colour, and you brush it all over.
This is insane.
It's all lies.
It is all lies. Everything's a lie.
There's a couple of tampons in there to make it look hot
well, exactly.
as well.
Exactly. Put a couple of tampons in, you're ready to go.
This is why food, like especially up to Christmas, when you see all these like amazing, plump, lush turkeys... And then you get it on the dinner table on Christmas Day. It's like, oh, it doesn't look like that.
What else do you do? Do you paint beef and stuff?
Like? Give us some more.
With the beef stew, I would take it all apart, get all of the meat out. And then sometimes what we do is we would pad the dish. So we'd put a dish or some kitchen roll or something in the bottom. So all the bits of meat and everything sort of sit nice and like proud on top.
Give us some more secrets. Come on, tell us what else you've done.
Oh, I'm trying to think what else there is. So ice cream, it's not actually ice cream.
What is it?
It's either mashed potato sometimes, or one of the best things is to freeze vegetable shortening. And if you ball that like ice cream, it balls really, really nicely and it will just sit for hours and hours.
Hang on a second. So when I'm seeing ice cream, it's not even ice cream?
Mm. Often no. It is faked ice cream.
Unbelievable!
There must be more of these. Is there, you know, like on that supermarket advert, the champagne, it looks like... It's just been opened and some is dripping down the bottle. Is that really just someone like gobbing on the bottle?
I travel with a sort of kit of loads of stuff. So what what that'll be is it won't be a cold bottle of champagne. We spray glycerin on it, which makes sort of nice water droplets.
Right.
And then I'll have a pipette ready of liquid to dribble down the side so we catch the dribble perfectly.
Do you know what? All the Christmas adverts are going to start appearing with all the foods on soon. And now everyone that's heard this is going to see them in a completely different way.
So true.
I'm going to be in trouble.
Great to speak to you, Natalie. Thank you for, putting your reputation on the line there.
Well, yeah, I've done it for you. I've done it for you.
I love that. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Someone's like, that's disgusting. I'm not eating food with tampons in it. No, this is just for the adverts. I hope, anyway. Oh, imagine if one gets left in. Oh, no. No, they people aren't eating these. These are just for the adverts, so that it looks... If you heat up the tampons... People are like, how do you know this? I just know, don't question me. Mm. If you heat up the tampons in, like, a microwave, they steam for ages, and it looks like the food is steamy and hot and delicious.
Yeah, when you see food on TV, you know, those really sexy food adverts, just think what must have happened to make them like that.
Right. Absolutely. She was just talking about putting washing up liquid on her turkey to make it look better. I feel like... This has changed everything for me. Adam from Lingfield says, this is why I have trust issues, you see? This is why. Alice says, I cannot believe when I'm seeing delicious-looking ice cream on the TV or in a magazine, it might be mashed potato. I know, I mean, this is blowing a lot of people's minds.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1, and we'll be joined by George Ezra after his live lounge. Scott Mills. BBC.